And, you know, get in there and get a good pitch and move it, you know. So it's been fun. It's been awesome to, like you said, you know, I'm glad right now just to be back out there. You know, I had, you know, my finger kind of get crushed on me. But, you know, I think the biggest thing was just I was excited to, when they said, hey, you can go play, I'm like, all right, I'm ready
to go. That's pretty painful, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it got me. And the biggest thing was it swelled up and it was bleeding everywhere. And
couldn't keep
it. I went right after it happened in Sacramento. I was on deck that next inning. So it was an inning double play we turned. And I come off the field and my whole hand's red. Like, it was gross. And I, you know, I get it taped up and I go up to the plate and my gray pants are covered in blood. All over both sides, like handprints on both sides. And the catcher, it was a Stephen Vogt, he looks at me and he's just like, what happened, man? And I'm like, dude, I'm like, I don't know. I'm bleeding. And they walked me on four pitches, so I'm like,
you really didn't know.
Maybe.
You knew what happened, though.
I know. I'm okay. Like, dude, I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding bad. And they walked me on four pitches, so I was joking. I'm like, they probably thought I was crazy or something. I had blood all over me. And they just said, hey, just go to first, man.
Do you think they were going to walk you anyway?
No, I don't know. I have no clue, but it was was pretty funny. So that's what I said. I'm like, I scared them, you know. I'm going to have blood. I'm just going to go with blood all the time. So.
Whatever competitive
advantage,
right?
Yep, whatever.